One more election story for you. This week, 27-year-old Bobby McDonald ran for one of six city council seats in the town of Walton, Kentucky. Now, the race ended in a tie. McDonald and one other candidate each got 669 votes, but how?
Well, there's many ways that you can tie, but in my situation, I let my wife sleep in and not go vote that day. And she's mad at me because I did not wake her up.
Now, the McDonalds are a busy family. Three kids, Bobby manages the family business, it's a campground. His wife is a nursing student, and she also works at a local hospital.
So she pretty much counts the hours that she sleeps on one hand. I thought I was well-known enough, campaigned enough, you know, that I didn't need to interrupt her sleep to get elected.
Now, if neither candidate asks for a recount, the race will be decided by a flip of a coin. It looks like that's what's going to happen. Meantime, a lot of people have been calling Bobby since his story appeared in the local paper.
The HuffPost in the USA Today and Fox News, and I had a call from Anderson Cooper Live that they wanted to talk to me. So,
Bobby, do you have an agent?
Do I have an agent? No. No, I think this is just my 15 minutes of fame, and it's going to run out eventually. So,
Bobby says he'll use those 15 minutes to lobby for early voting in Kentucky, which he hopes will save people lots of time and frustration.